Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Agricultural Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing?
Pretty good.
The sun's shining and it makes beautiful weather and the crops grow like crazy and it's a lot of fun, but it also does things in the water that we really don't like.
That's right, Dave. This morning I want to talk a little bit about blue-green algae. That's been a source of a lot of phone calls the last week or so. I've had lots of calls. People are asking everything about, you know, what's going on in my pond? What do I look for? What is blue-green algae? You know, a lot of people have heard about it, but they don't necessarily know everything about it. Did have one lady call me that had lost her dog. The dog had died and she thought maybe it was because of blue-green algae. And when we talked a little bit, that's kind of the way it sounded. The dog had some neurological issues. It was staggering right before it passed away. She had a concern. She wanted to make sure that the pond was safe. So if she went and got another dog, you know, the dog would be safe and those kind of things. So a lot of people out there know about it. They don't always know the causes and what it looks like and what to look for and those kinds of things. So, you know, the dog days of summer, that's the time when it's most common here in East Central Kansas. It likes those days where there's a lot of sun, where there's not much wind, and it's really hot. You put all that together, those are kind of the conditions that blue-green algae will really bloom and can be a real threat to our livestock ponds. The problem with it is it's really sporadic and it's unpredictable. Why it happens in one pond and not the next pond, we really don't know. We know that there is a tie to nutrients. We know that if the pond has a lot of nutrient runoff from crop fields, then that's an indicator that it's more likely to happen in those ponds. But yet, the sporadic part of it is it can be out in the middle of a rangeland in a pond in a pasture and no crop fields anywhere near it. So, you know, it's just real sporadic. We don't know where it's going to show up, but it can show up. So the best thing to do is keep an eye out for it. The name blue-green algae is a little bit misleading. It's really not an algae. It's a cyanobacteria. And the cyanobacteria actually produces toxins, and these toxins can be a real concern for livestock. One of the things that you'll probably see, the first thing you'll probably see if you're not watching your pond is you'll come out and you'll find dead livestock. If you happen to be lucky enough that you're there and you see them before they die, you'll see that they'll have muscle tremors, they'll have difficulty breathing, they'll maybe be slobbering and have diarrhea. It actually affects the nervous system and liver function. And so if you find dead animals out in your pasture, I'd always suggest go visit with a veterinarian because it could be a lot. There's so many things that can happen out in a pasture situation. Have him look at them, have him make a determination. But unfortunately, there's not any antidote for the toxins that are in this blue-green algae. So the best thing we can do for our livestock is to keep an eye on our pond, know what we're looking for, and then reduce the exposure to the livestock. Blue-green algae, what does it look like? It's green, typically floats at the surface of the water or just below the surface of the water. It kind of looks like somebody took a bucket of paint and threw it out there. It's got high concentrations of these toxins with the green algae. And that stuff can blow from side to side of the pond. So if you're ever wanting to sample, you'll want to sample the downwind side where it's closer to the shore. The issue gets to be is we think, okay, well, the blue-green algae is dying. And when it dies, it actually will turn blue. But it can vary in colors. It can be anywhere from blue to gray to a reddish brown. When that blue-green algae dies, it actually releases more toxins. So the water is more lethal as it's dying and going away than it is at any other time. So we want to make sure we know what to look for. We want to look for that green paint-like substance out there. We don't want to look for a floating mat of algae, you know, that's stringy and that kind of thing. We don't want to look for other aquatic plants like duckweed or watermeal that would be floating plants, which can make the surface of a pond look green. That's not what we're looking for. So if you have questions, you know, you can always call me, send me some pictures, those kind of things. But blue-green algae can establish really quickly. And so monitoring your pond and being prepared to take a sample is probably the ideal thing to do, okay? For a real quick at home, this is probably blue-green algae test, okay? You can take a glass jar, get a quarter or a pint-sized jar that has, you know, you can have a screw-on lid on it. Take it, put some latex gloves on, go down to the pond, collect your water sample. When you collect the water sample, we don't really want a lot of that scum, the old stagnant water that's up on top of the, on the very top, but just go underneath the surface of the water, just barely, okay, to where you can get your water. We want about 2/3 to 3/4 of a jar of water. And then when you take it out of the water, put the lid on it, dry it off, clean it up, put it in a plastic bag, take it back to the house, and put it in the refrigerator. Let it set overnight. If the green layer actually goes to the bottom, then more than likely you don't have blue-green algae. If it actually rises to the top, then that's a better indicator that you have blue-green algae. Matter of fact, you probably do have blue-green algae. Whether or not it's toxic or not, that's the other thing. It's not all blue-green algae are toxic, but if it rises to the top, that's a concern. You know, we want to get the cattle. We want to find another resource, water resources for them. And at that point, I would probably send the sample to Kent State Veterinary Diagnostic Lab, have it tested to determine whether there's toxins in it or not, and then we can make further plans. So if you have more questions, if you want to talk about blue-green algae, or if you want the information about the diagnostic lab at K-State, give me a call at the office, phone number 785-828-4438. Until next time, this is Rod Schaub, and stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Rod. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.